Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Think about it. Major surgery without anesthesia. It would be horrifying, of course, and yet currently it's not illegal, at least not for the unborn. Modern medicine can in many ways be a genuine miracle. With modern techniques, it's possible for surgeons to perform amazing procedures on fetuses while they're still in the womb. A baby that might otherwise be born with a birth defect or not be born alive at all can instead be saved. But of course, the same modern methods that make intrauterine surgery possible also make possible the American tragedy of abortion. That's why House Bill 479 by Representative Alochevsky is such a great piece of legislation. This bill mandates that surgery performed in utero on an unborn baby at least 20 weeks of gestational age requires that the fetus be given anesthesia. Representative Olchevsky is an orthopedic surgeon who treats people in emergency rooms, so he's eminently qualified to speak out on the issue, and we're grateful that he led the charge on this bill. Surgery to save or help an unborn fetus is an amazing feat made possible by modern technology, but abortion is the dark side of that equation. This bill would require that abortion providers would have to use anesthesia as well, and also would have to report to the government about how they do so. Now, I don't believe that this family broadcast is an appropriate place to go into detail about how late-term abortions are performed. It's a horrifying practice and one that I pray will one day end in America. Unfortunately, that hasn't happened yet. But until it does, at the very least, we should require anesthesia. Some people say that there's no scientific consensus about whether unborn babies can feel pain. Some people believe that they don't. Others believe they do. Even among scientists, there's been some disagreement. But there are studies that clearly show that fetal pain is real. In his remarks supporting his bill, Representative Olchevsky stated that those parts of the nervous system necessary to experience pain can develop by 20 weeks of gestation. To me, consensus is not the issue. Waiting for scientists to agree is not the issue. If there's any chance at all that an unborn baby might feel pain during a surgical procedure, then anesthesia is a moral imperative. This fetal pain bill has already passed the Montana legislature because you and other Montana families like you helped make that happen. Your phone calls and emails got this landmark bill through the legislature. Now it's time to take it across the goal line. House Bill 479 is headed to the governor's desk, and he'll be under a lot of pressure to veto it. Planned Parenthood and NARAL are flooding the Capitol with money and lobbyists to convince the governor that the idea of requiring anesthesia for surgical procedures on a fetus is a bad idea. But apparently to Planned Parenthood, the abortion industry's profit margins are more important than common decency. That's why I'm reaching out to Montana families today. If you're able to contact the governor's office, this is the time to do it. Please call 444-3111 and ask Governor Bullock to sign House Bill 479, the bill to require anesthesia for surgical procedures involving a fetus. If you prefer to contact the governor by email, you can do that too. Please visit our website at montanafamily.org, click on the button for Montana Legislature, and you'll find a link to contact the governor by email. Remember, the phone number is 444-3111 and the website is montanafamily.org. Click on the Montana Legislature button and ask the governor to please sign House Bill 479. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.